6:15. Happy Thursday!
Are you glad it's Thursday?
I am so glad it's Thursday. Why would I be glad it's Thursday?
You had a rough night.
I did have a rough night.
Instagram told me so.
I had a rough night.
You know, I've had those days where I'm like, really? Come on, Monday. You can be Tuesday now.
Yeah.
And that was your Wednesday. You wanted it to be Thursday. Hey, look, Matthew from Albuquerque.
Oh, stand by. Static.
Matthew from Albuquerque. How are you guys?
Hey.
Doing well.
I heard you were having a rough night, Steve-O.
Yeah, you know. Favorite hoodie. Trying to do something good. Go do a load of laundry.
Saw your grades.
Apparently I suck at laundry.
Yes. I did post my grades. I'm very sorry about that, Steve-O.
Enough about me.
I know those are good grades.
Yeah, those are good grades. Good job. You keep up that good work.
And I've got even better news.
What?
I'm on the honor roll at LBJ Middle School.
Oh, good. The honor roll. Man, that sounds like so long
ago. I've been
on
it since sixth grade, guys, and this is awesome.
I got the President's Award once.
Wow.
Oh, you did? Nice.
You
I just wanted to make it all about
are
me.
Are a jerk. You just totally, you're that person at the party that you don't want to talk to because you're trying to tell a story and they're like, oh, yeah,
No,
most people
I'm
are
sorry.
Lame.
You're confusing me for you.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nope.
So, Matthew.
Hey, I'm very sure Mitch is very interesting.
Me too.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
That's one way to put it. So. Aww. All right, man. Can we play you a song?
Sure. This morning I would love something. I think it's something by Amberlin.
Something by Amberlin.
Stever wanted to say something. My best buddy.
Hey, Matthew. Yeah. Stever wanted to say something.
Did Matthew say he's been on the honor roll since the sixth grade?
Yes, he did.
That is correct, Stever.
That is stellar. Can you do that through high school?
And there's no saying I can't. I'm going to keep going.
I think you can, Matthew. I think you can.
Thank you,
Stever.
You guys have a wonderful day.
You too, Matthew.
Man.
Just saying.
Why do I feel like it's already been a morning of patronization?
You guys are so...
That was good.
I want to wish a happy birthday to Zoe Deschanel, who turns 33 today.
Oh, sweet.
Also to Jim Carrey, who, as of a few years ago, is now an American citizen. And he is 51.
Okay.
To James Earl Jones.
What? Oh, man. James Earl Jones, are you kidding me?
Guess how old James Earl Jones is today.
67. 62. 60. 63.
82.
82? 82. Lord Vader is 82?
Today.
Okay.
I want to also wish a happy birthday to First Lady Michelle Obama. She's 49.
It's interesting that she shares a birthday with the Dark Lord of the Sith.
Bringing that back. I want to wish a happy birthday to James Earl Jones, who is 82 today.
Did you see yesterday? Here's why I'm ranting. Yesterday, President Obama, you know, he gave his speech on gun awareness
and control.
Oh, not just gun awareness. Yesterday, he allocated $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
Remember how we're broke? $10 million to the research of violent video games and movies and the effects
on
children.
I read that.
And so that's going to be good. That's going to be fun. What's interesting about that is they could have just asked anybody who works at a GameStop, because I used to run one, and I remember countless times where I'd go, hi, mom, mother who's buying this game, this is M-rated. It includes violence. It includes this. It includes that. It includes that. It includes language. Uh-huh. It includes this. Are you sure you want to buy this for your 9-year-old? And the mom would go, yeah. So... Anyways.
Money well spent, huh?
Money well spent. Good job, you guys. Happy birthday.
I also want to wish a happy birthday to Kid Rock.
What?
Yes.
My name is Kid. You have to keep going.
No. Kid! okay.
I can't do it. Just,
guess how old he is.
He just goes, 47.
Dude, 42.
Oh. Okay, that's good. He's younger.
Yeah.
He looks older. It was the drugs.
It was the drugs, for sure. It's been a hard life.
It's been a hard knock life.
For him.
Yeah.
And Betty White.
Betty White?
Mm-hmm.
86.
91.
Wow.
Yep.
She's in her 90s.
And she is still having a show.
Yes, she
is. She still has a show.
My boys love that show.
Really?
And I am nervous about it because there are some times where I'm like, oh, not acceptable.
Yeah, she can't say that.
Yeah. Hold on. Hello?
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 Is this Static?
Yes,
hey,
it is.
Hey, Dad.
Hey. I'm just calling to say hi. I haven't talked to my little one in a long time.
You
haven't. I'm going down to Carlsbad to pick up another load of salt.
He's a truck
bring
driver.
Bring him back to head us to where you guys can be safe.
Aw, thanks, Dad.
A load of salt.
Yes,
thank you. I'm glad you clarified that because I'm like, are you a bath salt dealer? You shouldn't be talking about this on the air, scary biker man.
Yeah. Hey, Dad. Thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem. I've just been listening to you. I just barely got you now, and I'm about to lose you because I'm almost a Corona.
Oh.
Hey, and that goes really good with salt.
Salt.
So,
yeah.
Good job. Want to pick up some salt?
Be careful. Too far. Too far.
You guys have a good day.
You too, Dad. I miss you.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. That was sweet. Sweet. So happy birthday, all these crazy, cool, famous old people.
Yes.
And if it's your birthday, happy birthday to you, too.
There you go.
We're going to play some music, see if I got fired after that last one.
Probably.
Rock your voice for you.
Yeah.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Freaks!
I heard the voices, too.
Insane.
Whoa!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
Ready?
Good morning.
Good morning.
6:33 on your Thursday.
You don't tell me what time it is. 6:33 on your Tuesday. Thursday.
Or Thursday, you know.
On Friday. It's a day.
Wow. It is 6:30 and we started doing this week. Except it's not Wed News Day.
Today
it's
is just third news day. There's news day.
You can't call it that.
Yes, I can.
It doesn't make any sense.
You can't tell me what I call my own segment. Today's Thursday news day.
All right. Here it is.
Breaking news. Prince Harry named most eligible bachelor in the world. Prince Harry is the world's most eligible bachelor, according to Town and Country magazine. The Royal tops the magazine's list at 50 available and mostly very wealthy. Single men beating a pack that includes George Clooney, Patrick Schwarzenegger, and Taylor Swift ex Connor Kennedy. Big question is, who has Taylor not dated? You can make free phone calls through Facebook's Messenger app. That's lame. I'm moving on to the next one. Dunkin' Donuts is coming to California. They don't have a Dunkin' Donuts there?
Wait, what?
Yeah, right? Apparently, they don't have a Dunkin' Donuts there. Hold on. Next page.
You are so prepared for this.
Skin cancer phone apps aren't very accurate.
Wait, what?
Breaking news. A new study suggests smartphone applications that use algorithms to analyze skin lesions may not be very good at determining which ones are cancerous. The apps are marketed to educational only and so aren't covered as medical devices under the Food and Drug Administration's regulations. But researchers, University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, say that they may not stop some people from relying on inexpensive tools instead of going to see dermatologists, which could mean slower diagnosis of potentially dangerous lesions.
Is that your breaking news?
Breaking news. Wrangler launches first pair of moisturizing jeans.
Gross!
Wrangler will launch the first pair of moisturizing jeans. The skinny fit style incorporates high-performance skincare ingredients to protect your legs from the dehydrating effects of denim. The denim spa jeans come in three finishes: aloe vera, olive extract, and smooth legs, which aims to prevent cellulite.
Dude! No, no more news. That was disgusting. Would you wear moisturizing jeans?
No, I'm so afraid. That's I have to have the skin... The skin cancer app.
I feel like the Wranglers, because they're like people. Wranglers to me just seem really tight and like, hey, I'm wearing Wranglers. That you would have those and they'd be moisturizing, but they'd be locking in like sweat in your denim, and it'd just be...
It's like a swim... What are those called? Like
you'd
the
have
swim
a rash.
Suits?
You'd have a rash. That's
break
it.
Break out in hives for sure.
Yeah. There you go. What? Good job, Wranglers.
The surf suits, like the...
Oh, a wetsuit?
Wetsuits, yeah. Gosh.
I'm like, what are you trying to say?
Skin, okay. Swim...
things.
Surfing.
Spandex.
They're
swim
tight.
Spandex stuff.
Like, I've never worn a wetsuit, but I hear that, like, those things work. That's what I hear. That like, you know how we talked about whether or not you pee in the shower? And then, like, we kind of led into kids peeing in the pool. I heard that you cannot pee in a wetsuit.
Okay.
Because nothing gets through that.
I've never worn a wetsuit.
Neither have I. So this is all hearsay.
How do we go from here? Oh, yes, Wranglers. Thank you, Wranglers.
Yes.
All right. Dude, speaking of apps, I found this interesting article as far as crappy apps. We call them craps.
Craps. Not the game.
Two P's. So, you know, I got a gift card to iTunes for Christmas.
Yes.
And I actually, I'm shocked at how little I've spent on it, mostly because I keep thinking I want to buy something, and then I'm like, I'll wait.
Do you buy single songs?
No.
Okay, I buy albums, too.
Oh, yeah, you got to buy the album.
Right. Okay.
Anyway. But anyway, I found this article. I've never really thought about this. Have you ever tried to get a refund for an app? Like, have you ever bought an app that was, like, so terrible? You're like, dude, I want my money back.
No, the only thing that's crossed my mind is, man, I wish I could get my money back. But
right.
I would never pursue that.
Well, apparently you and I both have the wrong device for this thing.
I own an iPhone.
Yeah.
So that'd be the wrong device.
For Apple devices, if you dislike an app or it has a glitch, Apple will not issue a refund. But if the app was purchased by mistake, you may, slight chance, might be able to get your money back. You can log into iTunes purchase history, open the email you received when you made the purchase, click on report a problem, fill out a customer service form. Apple will allegedly contact you with next steps to, it's huge. It's ridiculous. I never knew this.
Yeah, that's really upsetting.
Yeah. When I worked for them, at them, there, over there, it was awful, and anytime it was an iTunes issue, I just knew these poor people were never going to get anything back because iTunes, we didn't talk to them.
It's over.
Yeah, they were like the weird cousin in another state, and there's no like direct number to get to iTunes. Like they're like the mafia of Apple because nobody talks to them. You know that they're there?
So
I'm not even sure they really exist.
You were saying something like this the other day. iTunes is not connected to
but it is.
Apple?
But it isn't, but it is. So you think, like, you know, people would come into the Apple store and be like, hey.
You can fix this.
This, this, and this, and I need you to fix my iTunes. And be like, well, okay, well, here's the things that we can do. Yeah, well, iTunes, actually, you're going to have to call iTunes directly.
That's, like, the worst secret in the world.
Yeah.
Because that ruins a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
People will get very upset over that.
I didn't know this, but I've never owned an Android. But on Android devices, apparently, if you're wanting to get a refund on an app, they have a pretty generous policy. You can uninstall an app within 15 minutes of buying it, and you automatically receive a refund.
That's so nice.
Like, what? You just got to go to the page in Google Play where you bought the app and touch refund. Man.
Why?
I know. Static.
Hello. I want to revert back to the earlier comment that Mitch had said. Mitch, you can pee in a wetsuit.
He's a pool boy. He should know.
You can.
Well, no, yeah, I try it on one of my bosses, but I'm kind of a big dude. I'm 236. You know, I'm kind of, you know, a little husky dude. But I could not even start zipping that thing. And I would after trying that one, I would never put one on.
Really?
But he said that I don't know where this came up the other day, but we were working at his house, taking down the lights. He ordered some pizza for us, and we were kicking back, and he started talking about his dive trips. Then he had mentioned that you can pee in a wetsuit, but you never want to pee in a dry suit, because a dry suit, I guess, has the feet and everything all in one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
A wetsuit goes down to your ankles, and then, you know, some are sleeveless, some have sleeves. And he said it, and then he's like, you don't want to pee in a dry suit, because if you do, when you unzip...
It's all there.
Yeah, kind of weird, huh?
Well, that's what I'm saying about the wetsuit.
Okay,
the same with the wetsuit is it's just leaking out the bottom of your wetsuit.
Right, but if you have a dry suit, there's nowhere for it to leak out.
Right.
Is this so gross? Do I blame Wrangler or you? I don't know who to blame for
Wrangler.
This conversation. Okay.
No, but amazing. It was just so weird how we were talking about that the other day. And then she talked about it. So, all right.
Amazing. Love you,
guys.
Love you too,
boy.
Bro. All right. Ool boy. We should call him Ool boy.
Why?
No more pee.
What?
No more pee.
Pee has been a big topic
yeah.
lately. I'm so
Ool
sorry.
Ool boy. Yes. Ool boy from Cruises. Yes. That's his new name. Okay?
Okay.
No more. No more.
No more pee.
I can't take it anymore.
Okay.
Man.
Speaking of pee, aw, man, you're the wrong one. You're supposed to play River.
Oh. Well, this is a cure for pain. There's a pee in it.
Cure for ain. Take the pee out
John
of everything.
John Foreman. Wow. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. That one from Civil Twilight. Static Radio, good morning.
Speaking of River.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I'm not going to go there.
Steve Owen Mitch.
Hey.
Welcome to Thursday.
I was going to go somewhere where you wouldn't want me to.
Oh. Well, sweet.
No?
No.
Okay.
Dude, I got some good news, some cool news. Mars Hill.
Yes.
One of their 14 churches in the Seattle area. Dude, this is great, man. Opened this past Sunday at its new location at a 1910 place of worship that once included some of Seattle's early families. This thing is like less than a mile from Capitol Hill. Look at this beautiful building.
Oh, that is really pretty.
I know.
Everyone who can't see this, it's really pretty.
Yeah. The church, actually, prior to Sunday's official opening, the church held a Christmas Eve service as part of their soft launch. About 2,300 people.
Wow.
Packed the church. Yeah. For this night of worship music, choir, preaching by Mark Driscoll. Members also collected canned goods, blankets, tube socks, food for the Union Gospel Mission. And now they're rocking this. It's amazing to see the growth and see what they're doing with this new chapter. But obviously, out of the ordinary locations, not something new for Mars Hill. In fact, there's one here in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
That used to be Lobo Theater. Now it's, what was it? What was that building used to, like a gym? I think it used to be.
Where they are now?
Yeah.
I think it used to be a gym.
Yeah. The cool thing is this one is right in the heart of Seattle, a block from City Hall.
That's cool.
So one of the busiest squares west of the Mississippi, they said. There's a lot that's happening down there, an opportunity to be like this hub. So I thought that was cool news.
Marzo has a lot going on.
Yeah.
It's a pretty legit
place. Yeah, actually this week their record label announced they were teaming up with Tooth & Nail Records.
Ooh.
So that's something interesting, and that's beneficial for us as well because we have a solid relationship with Tooth & Nail Records. And
we're playing a lot of Mars Hill.
Sweet! Yeah, so they have some great bands that we play from the Mars Hill label, and it looks like they're going to be teaming up with Tooth & Nail Records. And so
some Kenosis Citizens. Do we play Kaleidoscope?
We don't yet.
It's King's Kaleidoscope?
Yes, we do on the Prelude.
On the Prelude.
On the Prelude, yes. In fact, the Prelude, every single Sunday morning, 9 a.m., right here on Static Radio, we do something a little different. Our dear friend Celeste
puts together a pretty cool worship show.
Yeah.
For and the full hour before we broadcast live from Calvary Albuquerque.
Yeah.
With Skip.
Speaking of awesome things that different movements, different churches, different people are doing, Passion 2013 conference was held recently. We talked about that. Louis Giglio.
Was it in Atlanta?
4-day gathering. Yes. 60,000 university students. They wrapped it up with attendees donating over $3 million to fund the freedom fight for the 27 million human trafficking slaves currently trapped over $3 million was raised.
That's cool.
At Passion 2013 for that. So some cool stuff in the news this morning.
Yeah.
Speaking of cool stuff, we want to help you guys out. I found a pretty good list of marriage advice.
Oh, good.
Ways to help.
Yes.
You know, we just always the encourager, you know?
Yeah.
We want to be helpful, so I found dating pitfalls. I found, you know, how long you should be engaged, according to experts. And then our dear friend Pat Robertson, who always has sage advice, We're going to talk about that coming up right around the corner.
Sage advice. First, I have a number for you. It's the number for the day.
Okay.
210 billion,
mm-hmm.
162 million.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
That's actually the number of calories in Girl Scout cookies sold each year.
Yes! I love that.
Oh. Calories.
Is it that time again?
Yeah.
Man, I'm broke.
Totes. I know, and you, okay. Okay, but let's get this straight. Why do you always feel bad not buying Girl Scout cookies as you're in your way to like Walmart or something?
Uh-huh.
But you always feel bad.
Yeah.
Because you're like, man, they're just asking so nicely.
Right.
But you never feel bad when the Boy Scouts are out. You're like, I don't want that nasty popcorn.
Yes, because it's popcorn. Nobody wants that popcorn. I don't like popcorn, first of all.
Neither do I.
So maybe the Boy Scouts can take a hint from the Girl Scouts and just, I don't
start
know.
Start selling cookies.
Maybe. I don't know what they could do. Because you're right. You're right. Every time I think of Girl Scout cookies now, though, I think of Ryan Gosling.
Oh, yeah.
That dude's legit.
He is.
And it's a something where, you know, walking in or out of a store, this time of year, you get asked, would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies?
And all those Girl Scouts, all anyone wants is to be like, you know what? I'll take them all. Because they just want to sell all of them. And they just want to go home. And they want everything just to be amazing.
Yeah, we saw this. Who was he on Kimmel?
He was on Kimmel.
He was on Jimmy Kimmel talking about this. And apparently, he was walking out of a store, into a store, whatever. And they approached him, hey, would you like to buy some cookies? And he bought all of them.
To fulfill their dreams.
Every single box.
And then the worst part is that at the end, he just had hundreds of boxes of Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah,
and
I didn't
know
think
what to do
about it.
So he was driving down the street, just like throwing them out his window, giving them to people. And people are like, oh, you're in a, why you have all these cookies?
That was a pretty rad story, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty cool to hear. So, yeah. Now I can go ahead and like The Notebook and say officially, like, come on, but that dude's cool.
Okay, The Notebook.
Am I allowed to like The Notebook?
You know what? I'm kind of flip-floppy on this one because I'm like, oh, it's so sweet. But she's totally cheating on her fiancé with him.
Wait, what?
Right.
Oh, okay.
In the end, you're okay. Like, okay. Oh, they're going to get back together. But that's not okay. That's
right.
Not okay.
Right.
Not okay.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
I wasn't following. I'm like, but The Notebook is just like old crusty people. And, right. Okay. I only saw it once and it was years ago.
Old crusty people?
Yeah. You know, they're like old and they're like in that home and it's like,
crusty?
I'm old. I'm really old. Who are you?
It's time for a break.
What's happening? All right, we'll take a quick break. But you know what? Speaking of marriages, we've got a lot of great marriage advice for you coming back. And then we're going to talk about this. So maybe, did you get like rad marriage advice before you guys got married?
No.
Nothing?
Well, I don't remember it.
Oh,
if I did.
Wow. I'll be praying for Kelly.
Thank
poor
you.
Dude. All right, quick break. Right back. We're going to be talking about marriages and some interesting marriage advice.
Okay.
That came out this week.
Hmm.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Steve-O and Mitch.
Hello.
Hey.
7:05 now.
That was fast.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
Yes.
So we were teasing end of last hour about marriage advice.
Marriage.
Ah, yes. Marriage. It can be difficult.
Yeah.
It's challenging.
I remember the first thing, the one thing that I was told before I got married.
Oh, see, so you do have good
advice. It wasn't
advice.
It was just like a warning. was actually from Kevin Miller.
Okay.
He said, just so you know, the first year is a roller coaster.
Yeah.
And then he, and
that's
then
good.
He had already moved out to Clarksville.
Mm-hmm.
And he came back like a year later. He's like, roller coaster. And I was like, you know me.
But it's not just you. I think that's solid. I mean, for everybody, the first year is really tough.
Yeah.
And the people need to know things like that. But nobody likes to talk about them. Nobody likes to give you the tough truth,
mm-hmm.
the hard truth.
What he didn't tell me is the second year was like a upside down, like the one with like the barrel roll that you're like, whoa, that came out of nowhere. You think you know someone.
Wow. So I got some dating advice first, you know, because dating usually should, well, it's supposed to lead to marriage.
Yes.
If you're doing it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
For the ladies, these are some pitfalls maybe women should avoid.
Okay.
In dating. Number one, Mitch, being a know-it-all.
But I do know it all.
Exactly.
That's my personality. We did the personality test before we got married. Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah,
it's like sanguine, choleric, melancholy, and
Wait, what?
Phlegmatic. That's what it's called. Yeah, these are like personality types.
We took a compatibility type thing at our church.
And too. They have specific names.
It was like, dude. And, no.
And I am choleric.
You're choleric.
I cry all the time.
All the time.
Not colicky. Choleric.
Choleric-y?
Which
I don't know what that means.
Which means that I'm usually right. I know it all. I'm in control.
That's number one on the pitfalls that women should avoid.
I should avoid.
Yes, we understand you know the science behind winemaking, but you don't have to share every detail of everything, especially on the first date.
I don't know how to make wine.
Yeah, I know. That's just what this says.
Yeah, well, it's wrong.
Unless they ask you to share more, move on. Ooh, tell me more. But you know what? A lot of times guys are going
to
say, ooh, tell me more. Because it's the first date and it's, you know, hey, I want to get to know you. Oh, I didn't realize I was going to, like, get to know you 3 hours later. I was just asking for more. I didn't realize, like, more meant everything. Yeah. Talking down to your date. I feel like this could work for co-hosting as well.
Yeah.
Talking down to your date. There's a fine line between standing by your beliefs and talking down to someone. If you criticize them and act like you're the wiser one, like you know everything, you're finished.
You should really pay attention to that rule.
Me? How have I? What?
Did you just hear the tone in which you read that as if you were telling me that you're talking down to me?
Touche. Correcting others is number three. I don't like this list anymore.
This list sucks.
If he said you and me rather than you and I, don't make him feel like an idiot.
Oh, no.
Grammar queen.
I'm not a grammar queen, but that reminds me of being in elementary school and some kid would be like, back. And I'd be like, backwards. The word is backwards.
I actually did that to you this morning. Dude, I was taken back.
Aback.
I stopped you and said, aback. You're taken aback.
That's right.
So I did do that this
morning.
You
did.
Wow. Thankfully, these are pitfalls women should avoid, not men. So, and the fourth one is trying to be right.
Are you sure you're not a woman?
Because you can
fail all of these.
People who think they're right aren't always right. Even if you are trying to convince someone else that you're right is a total waste of time and only makes them more resistant to you. Instead, make your point, but respectfully, let them have their opinion. All right.
Okay.
I was raised by a mom, by a single woman. Great.
Excuses.
Which leads us to, hold on.
Do you have things that men should avoid?
No.
That's not on that list?
No.
Why
would that be on the list?
This site, what is this?
As you're about to learn from Pat Robertson,
this is crap.
It all falls on the woman, apparently, in marriage. Are you ready for this?
This is... Yes, I'm ready.
Found this on Christian Post. Conservative Christian talk show host Pat Robertson recently said some choice things on the 700 Club, his show. And usually when he says things, I love it because we get to have a field day over here at Static Radio with his words. So, ladies, the phone number, 505-338-3700, the phone number.
Don't let me down.
Here's the best. A 17-year-old little boy.
Little boy?
He's
a teenager.
Sent in a letter to the program asking how he can help rekindle the romance between his mother and father. He feels like they're kind of waning, and he needed some solid biblical advice. He says his father seems more interested in playing video games than giving his wife attention. What can I do to help my parents rekindle their romance? Are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Pat Robertson suggested that while it's the responsibility of both men and women, you know, to help make sure that the marriage continues to go strong, he says that women... I don't even know how I want to say it. This is going to open the phone
box. You're going to say it.
He says, look, ladies, you got to... Don't...
Say it. Say it.
Fix yourselves up. Look pretty. Take care of yourself. Then he told a story. He says there was this awful looking woman.
Oh, he said
who once visited a preacher and asked for advice on her husband's drinking problem. To which the preacher responded, lady, if I was married to you, I'd start drinking too. So he tells the lady,
I'm dumbfounded right now.
That in marriage, it's important for both men and women to keep the romance alive, to work at it, and maybe they could go on a weekend getaway.
Number one.
You know, go on a weekend getaway, a romantic getaway for a few days, rekindle the romance, but it's really up to the woman to upkeep themselves. Fix yourself up. Look pretty. Look alert. 505-338-3700. What do you think about that marriage advice? Hello?
Hi. Yeah, I just had a quick statement, I guess.
Yes.
Well, I have three teenagers. Two are with me right now. But I'm not even if I can be offended. I'm just, like, shocked
right.
at that statement. Because I'm raising my daughters. It's their walk with the Lord. I can't really control their walk with the Lord, but I'm raising them to learn and realize that women were made for man. If we remember correctly, Eve was made for Adam because Adam, God made Adam. Of course, he made him first, but he made Eve because why? Because God made Adam.
Hello?
Uh-huh.
You need to turn your radio down because I think you're confusing
yourself.
I'm just
so shocked and a little bit frustrated because... You know, first of all, I remind them that... Oh, okay. So, anyway, number one, that's my first statement. Eve was made for Adam. And secondly, I believe I've been married for over 20 years. I'm a little bit... My marriage isn't perfect. We put the Lord first always. But also, from my mom and my dad, I learned that it takes two. Because in a relationship, okay, yeah... Women do have to, quote, pick themselves up, but not necessarily, like, put makeup on, pick themselves up. I believe if a woman is a Christian, godly woman, and her husband as well, they follow the Lord, the inside is what matters. And obviously, if you're beautiful inside, that's going to show outside. And, yeah, if women, there are some women that do like to put on makeup or do like to put, you know, fix themselves up, like he stated, but... A man also has to, by the same token, him just fixing her up in my mind is by, you know, just greeting her every morning like, oh, hi, my love, or good morning, da-da. And believe me, that's going to pick her up inside and it's going to show outside. But that's just my...
There you go.
But anyway, so again, I got really, I don't know, frustrated. Can you tell?
Yeah.
Anyway, well, thank you guys. We love... I'm listening to your show every morning. Right. I take my girl to school, and God bless you guys.
God bless you, too. Thank you for the call. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It's 7:15, and while people are driving and listening, got to take care of traffic.
There is construction. The right lane is closed. Broadway South at Gibson. There's more construction. Paving operations. Wantabo between Central and Southern. And median work, if you care. Eubank between Montgomery and Academy. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Ladies.
You gotta bring your sexy back.
You got to, man.
No.
Pat Robertson of the 700 Club responding to a letter from a teenager.
Some people should not be able to speak. And I'm pretty sure he now falls under that category.
Yeah, he was responding to a 17-year-old who said, hey, what can I do to help my mom and dad rekindle their romance? My dad seems more interested in playing video games than his wife. And he suggested, well, maybe the wife just wasn't looking as good as she used to. Maybe the video game's more attractive. Maybe the lady should put some makeup on.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, I don't know. I didn't say it.
He said it.
Static. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Obviously, this isn't the first time where we've had a field day with things that he said on his show.
I think the easiest thing for me to do is go to 1 Peter 3.
Okay.
Which is... it's verse 3. Do not let your adorning be external, the braiding of your hair and putting on of gold jewelry or the clothing you wear, but let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious.
Yeah, but that doesn't work for rom-coms.
Oh, I know it doesn't. It doesn't. Unfortunately, you are paying attention to the media.
Yeah, exactly.
And the public eye.
I immediately went to Proverbs 31.
See, okay. Proverbs 31.
The Proverbs 31 wife. Verse 10 through 31. You got to just check it out. It's yeah. But anyways, we want to know your thoughts. 505-338 3700. Hello.
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 I had a statement to make.
Yes.
All right.
So, I can't believe he would say that, but I kind of agree in a way. However, when I wear a tie, my wife just jumps my bones.
Are you allowed to say that?
Yes, bones, plural.
Bones, plural, yes.
That means his body, his entire being.
It doesn't matter if I'm playing video games or not,
Yeah.
Not even in the room. She would be all over me. So
the tie.
The tie, yeah.
Just so you got to fix yourself up. So when you fix yourself up, all right.
Okay.
So the man needs to fix himself up, too.
Yes.
Cleanliness.
Exactly.
Groom
exactly.
himself.
So.
Manscape? Take care of himself.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I like that. All right, man. All right. Thanks for the call.
You have a good day.
You too.
505-338-3700. I like what he said in the sense that he's like, well, I kind of agree because there's still something to be said about that. No, it's not all about, because your wife, one of the best things I ever heard was your wife is your beauty of standard, your standard of beauty. No matter what, no matter, and it not like, hey, back in 02 when we got married, whoo, that was my wife's, because my wife has grown in beauty. Oh my gosh. And so, that can't be, this one image can't be your standard of beauty, of your wife today, your wife today. And so, I get that and I understand that. But at the same time, it is definitely okay. I know that if I dress a certain way or if I wear my hair a certain way or if I shave a certain way that my wife is more attracted to that. So yeah. I still want to do those things.
Right.
But coming out and saying like, hey, ugly people, you're the problem
with
marriage.
Get out of your sweatpants.
Yeah. Well, you should get out of your sweatpants, bro. Come on. Come on. Ain't no romance in sweatpants, all right? Unless you're like 17 and you can't control your hormones. Are you kidding me? Static.
Good morning, fellow
bibliophiles. Hello.
Although that's a subject for another day. a subject for 2 days ago. I think it's kind of funny that you, Devo, are kind of making fun of this, of Pat Robertson, because I've heard you talk about how beautiful your wife is repeatedly, and I don't think you are necessarily saying her inner beauty. You talk about how gorgeous she is. So I think that is very important to you. I think most men, most husbands want their wives to look attractive.
Yes.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. So right. I know that it's really easy to make fun of Pat Robertson, and that's really sad.
Right.
But I don't think he's saying, you need to go get plastic surgery or whatever. He's just saying, really, just don't you want to look the best for your husband? Isn't that part of being a good wife, wanting him to desire you that way? I've been married for 30 years. I'm still trying to look good. I know my husband doesn't expect me to look like I did when we got married, but I know a lot of women who have truly let themselves go, and I think, why'd you do that? Why'd you do that for yourself?
I'm so
let
glad you're calling.
Your husband.
I'm so glad you're calling and saying this. I'm not allowed to say these things. Please continue. Say these things all day long. The funny thing is, as we talk about my wife and her beauty, I actually have her name tattooed on my arm with Proverbs 31.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so I do care. Are you kidding? I mean, this is the mother of my three gorgeous children, and I see what she does every single day. But I'm not going to dote about those things because that's very personal and private to me.
Right.
But you're right. You're absolutely right. And it is it something important? Yes. Is it the most important thing? No.
No.
But it was the initial attraction that drew me to her.
That's right.
And in that, a relationship develops and grows and there are many other elements and aspects. But I'm glad you're calling and saying that because an old crusty dude on the 700 Club saying, hey, awful looking women, you ruin marriages. is probably not acceptable. But if a wife calls in and says, hey, I've been married 30 years and I'm still trying to look beautiful for my husband, I applaud that.
Well, that's good because
the old crusty dude has the platform I don't have.
You've got it now. You've got it now. Take it away. Take it away. I love it. So.
On the same thing there, it is nice for a husband to care. There's too much. There are too many people who think that the wife doesn't care, the wife cares.
Right.
Also. So.
Yeah. No, agreed. All right.
Thank you.
Well. Thank you. I think this whole topic has brought up a good point of guys are visual And so they want to be attracted to their wife or their, the girlfriend. And so, I don't know, I think you do need to look nice for that person.
Yeah, but like remember when Kelly bought that suit for Easter and it was like, dude, look at that suit.
You look slick.
You know that you were like, hey, there's my husband.
Yes.
You can't even.
Right,
so
no,
it goes both ways.
It does. Trust me, it does. If he's like walking around, I'm like, you wore that shirt yesterday.
Yesterday?
And the day before.
Oh, okay.
And the day before. That's disgusting.
So if you have outside attire, and then when you get home and you just kind of like strip down to your drawers in a like crusty old holy t-shirt, that's probably not okay, right? Because it's like, hey, I'm home. I don't have to care anymore.
I don't.
Because it seems like
you
just said you cared.
No.
If he wears the same shirt every day. Because I know certain people who like get home and it's like, all right, these are my home pants. These are my home really nasty holy things, and I'm just gonna wear this ugly t-shirt that I wear every single day because I don't care because I'm at home and I'm just comfortable, and they kind of just lounge around in their comfortableness. That's not attractive.
No, that's not. You're right.
Static.
What up, dude?
Hey, Shane.
Dude, you know, and onto this Pat Roberts thing, I'm just saying, you know, I'm always reluctant to just blurt something out to somebody for fear that it's going to come back on me, you know? Because I got to tell you, he is not a handsome man. I'm just going to go ahead and say that right now. But anyway, I was just thinking, anything said in the wrong way, dude, is just totally uncool when it's disrespectful, especially when you're talking about the person that you love most.
Well, yeah.
And that loves you back. That respect level is so important. And I can say this honestly for me, my wife is gorgeous. And, it was probably like 6 months ago when I took a good hard look at myself and I was like, dude, you know, I work really hard and it's easy for that kind of stuff to creep up on you, you know?
Right.
And all of a sudden you're like, dude, I've got like 10 extra pounds in places that I didn't have 10 extra pounds. You know what I'm saying?
I wish I did. I don't. I can't gain a single pound. So.
Right. That is not a problem that you have, sir.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, so I got back in the gym and I started working really hard. I did 90 straight days in the gym and it was rad because my wife was like, dude, whatever you're doing, just keep on doing it.
Hey.
And cool. It was so awesome. And here we are. I'm way past that now. But still working hard at it, and I think that that's something that both people kind of, I'm reluctant to say the word owe, but it's nice if you do that for each other.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that is definitely a mutual respect thing, so yeah. I just wanted to say that, dude.
Right on.
Thanks, Shane.
Love you guys.
I love you
later.
Too, Shane.
Okay, so this dude, Pat Robertson, he got an email, a letter from a 17-year-old kid who wanted him to help him out because his parents needed to rekindle their romance.
Yeah.
And I guess the father seems more interested in playing video games than giving his wife enough attention.
Right.
And what's infuriating about this is that he doesn't know anything about the woman, doesn't have a picture of her, doesn't know what she does, and he throws it on the woman. Well, she probably looks awful, so he's going to keep playing video games.
Right.
That's what's infuriating about this.
Yeah.
About Pat Robertson and his stupidity of comments.
Yeah, well, I don't know, though. The Xbox 360 and the PS3
these days. I understand it's fun.
The graphics now, they're incredible. Everything looks amazing.
I understand
so
it's fun.
So if you want to keep our eye, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Totally joking.
Hey, everyone. He's just kidding.
505-338-3700. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
If you want to be happy for the rest of your life. You don't remember?
Yeah, except it's telling you to get an ugly wife, and that's not, there's nothing
no,
happy
no,
about
I, yeah,
that.
No, that's totally not where I'm going, but I thought that was too funny. Okay, I was listening to Focus on the Family 2 days ago, and they were saying how, you know, men get up, and the woman's going to stay home with the kid, so she's still, like, in her pajamas and cooking, you know, breakfast with the kids, and she doesn't put on any makeup because she's just hanging out at home, and then he goes to work. And he's looking his best, and everybody at work is looking their best and smelling their best, and the women are rocking the high heels. And so, in his perception, his wife starts looking more and more not like the woman he married.
There is road construction everywhere, as well as a stalled semi blocking Alameda East at I-25.
Uh-uh.
a stalled semi blocking Alameda East at I-25.
Wow.
And that is your look at traffic.
Like the movies.
No, well...
Any crazy Ferrari chases or explosions?
It has to be a really small car so it could fit underneath
the... Helicopter on the freeway chasing somebody?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's really backed up over there.
And a guy's on the roof of the semi.
And
he's running because he's about to jump onto the...
There are gorillas.
What?
Or apes, I mean.
Everywhere.
Apes are running into the bosque. And they're going to... Don't follow them.
Okay.
Do not follow the apes.
Okay.
Bet you look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And?
But Arnold's not at Sopo.
No.
But Sopo has everything you need, so.
Yes.
Except Arnold.
You can create a drink.
It's called the Arnold. Let's create one. It'll be like an explosion in your mouth.
No.
Like an explosion of flavor.
Has to have Pop Rocks in it.
The phone number is 505-338-3669. That would be awful. I remember the first time I gave my son Pop Rocks. We filmed it.
Really?
It was hilarious.
What happened?
Well, I just freaked out.
Really?
It was like, you didn't know what to do. Solomon's Porch, 4010 Sooner Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. We should probably give those guys a call.
I think we should.
We didn't call them up yet this morning.
That's a good idea.
Solomon Sports providing our breakfast.
And...
sponsoring our tummies every day.
Oh, so nice. Why isn't it ringing?
I don't know. I probably missed it.
Because you put it on the first line and not the third line.
You know what? You want to take over?
Yeah.
Would you like to drive?
Yeah, why not? I don't want it. Please answer.
Dollar. Solomon Sports, this is Amy.
Yes!
Amy.
Hi.
Amy, we were just talking about, like, monkeys on the freeway.
Weird.
And gorillas and crazy stuff. And every time I hear Amy, I think of the little monkey.
I mean, that's still an insult from, months ago.
Congo. It was a movie, and there was a gorilla named Amy, and it talked.
No, I'm sorry.
It was the smartest monkey ever.
That's rude.
I mean, I remember, like, when I first started working here, you made that comment, like, a long time ago, and it was still hurtful.
It's like a couple years ago now.
Yeah.
I mean, I've only been here for a year, so...
That's really hurtful. No, I'm sorry.
The first year, it was really hurtful when you called me a monkey the first time.
I didn't call you a monkey. I just said the name reminds me of a monkey that was really smart. Because it could do sign language, and it had, like, this robotic arm. Amy, hungry. And it was awesome.
I got the concept last time, right? Too, but
it's still rude.
It's still, like, super hurtful, and I wish you would apologize.
I'm sorry. Now, I'm going to stop talking.
Now apologize and mean it.
I know. Wow. Thank you, Michelle.
Wow. Yeah. I'm just going to stop talking so that I don't say anything more detrimental to my
health.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
Anyways.
He wants a Doppio.
Okay.
And can he have...
I want a Cuban Campana, not a Doppio.
He wants a Cuban Campana, and can he have caramel sauce drizzled on top?
Yes. Hey, so do you want Cuban shots? Is that the whole thing?
I don't have to have that. I don't have to
make it how you see fit.
Well, you know, sometimes when I don't have to make things for a while, I'm like, I don't remember how to make
that. How about just a Doppio with whip and caramel sauce drizzled on top?
So a Cuban Campana?
Yes.
And what he means is caramel sauce drizzled on top.
Sounds good.
I know you're getting confused with the caramel because no one says that.
Right.
It's called caramel.
Caramel.
C-A-R-A. Caramel.
Oh, you mean caramel.
Caramel is caramel. A street in Albuquerque.
No, that's Carmel.
I was just going to say that's Carmel. That's
I gotta
definitely
go.
Carmel.
I'm about to lose my mind.
And can I get a Stever?
Oh, okay. And what kind?
Just
the norm?
Bacon.
Okay.
Grilled. That's it. Yeah, bacon. Whatever.
Okay, well, all we have is the bacon red. Is that cool?
Yes.
Word.
And can I also
can
I get the same thing as him drink-wise?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Amy.
Yep.
You're the greatest.
Don't call me a monkey.
I wasn't going to.
Bye.
All right, bye. Solomon Sports, 4001. Right,
yeah, you need to. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. Yeah, but they don't want you to make fun of.
It was the smartest monkey ever.
They don't want you to make fun of their names.
It was the smartest. It was like this gorilla thing, and it could talk. Well, it couldn't talk.
But you know what you do every single time?
It had this arm thing.
Amy, hungry, acting like. That's not smart. That's not smart.
For a monkey, it was really smart.
This is Amy, a human being we're talking to.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't comparing them.
Yeah, you were.
I literally said,
Hey, Amy,
you're the human.
Your mind reminds me of a monkey. Every time I talk to you, I think of a monkey.
I didn't.
That's exactly what you said.
I did not. I said, hey, the first time I seriously said, oh, hey, like the monkey in Congo.
Yeah, no, that's not
okay. That's what I said. I didn't say, oh, hey, you remind me of a monkey because you're dumb. Like,
you
I didn't say
me
that.
Of a girl.
Wow.
That I once
we gotta take a quick break. Coming right back, we've got Clay from the Aspen Project joining us
that's
this
right.
morning. Good times.
Mm-hmm.
Steve and Mitch.
Good morning.
Static Radio. Civil Wars. Song called Barton Holland. Those guys released a pseudo new record. Their unplugged live set from VH1 actually released this last Tuesday, including their cover of Billie Jean.
Which was amazing.
Yeah, it was absolutely outstanding. Outstanding!
I'm trying to find a story!
Joining us in studio right now, as we do every single Thursday in the 8 o'clock hour, Clay Schroff from the Aspen Project. Hello!
Good morning. What a cold day.
Yeah. The funny thing is today feels less disturbing
than yesterday
to me.
I feel the same way.
I generally warm up my car. Maybe I'm a little cold because I didn't start my car. I just got in it and started
and just
driving.
went for
I
it.
I hear that's bad for your car. Is that true?
Well, he's a car guy.
Hey, car guy.
Actually, it is. You should probably warm up a little bit.
What if you're running late every single day because you have a morning show to
story
do and
of
you
my
never
life.
Have time? Yeah.
Then you're okay.
Okay, good. All right, good. Okay.
Because if
just
you're
put
late,
your hands
it's fine.
Upon your car and say...
Especially if you drive like a 99
in the name of the
Subaru
Lord.
Because you don't have any money for a real car.
I think Subarus dump their oil when you start them, too. I think they have a catch valve just like a Toyota.
Oh, good.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Cool.
Good.
Woo. Domo arigato to you as well.
Oh, I don't
know. Mr. Roboto.
That's you started speaking
Domo
Japanese
arigato,
to me, so I didn't know.
Mr. Roboto.
I'm not a car
Domo.
Guy.
Domo.
I was listening to this last week, and Pastor Pedro out in Florida was talking, and it was like, and guys, and every time, you know, and man, and you're in the parking lot, and you open a hood, and guys just swarm around, and it's like, woo, cars, and grunting, and I'm like, I don't do any of that. I'm not a manly man, I guess.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about cars.
Oh, sweet. High five.
Actually, I just sell them.
You're just amazing at selling cars.
I'm very blessed. God has blessed me abundantly.
Oh, you would turn that around, wouldn't you?
But
I was complimenting
really
you.
You know, anytime I get prideful, he takes away my sales.
There you go.
He's very faithful. I'll be like, yeah, it's me. And then on the next week, I'm going, man, I can't find a customer to save my life. So God is faithful.
Very yes, true.
Hey, so yesterday, I drove up to Santa Fe with
Did
9 month ministry.
Yes.
And sat through seminars, and then my family packed themselves in a van and came up and joined us for the march down on the roundhouse.
All right.
Very cool.
What an amazing, amazing time. It really taught me a lot in a lot of different directions.
Okay.
Because you're around a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
One thing I learned was that the Protestant Christian community, the non-Catholic Christian community, we truly need to band together.
Step it
up. We are, you know... Out of any group of people in the world, we have more people. We have more people than China if you just count Christians.
Okay.
So when something like that happens, we should not have enough room. They should
right.
go, I'm sorry, we don't have, our stadiums are,
no
our,
more room in
our
the
stadium
yeah.
is full.
Right.
But instead, we're downstairs at one of the hotels and, but truthfully, the people that were there, and I know a lot of people couldn't make it because it was a Wednesday, and I want to thank all the listeners for their prayers for that. But what an amazing time. And we got to talk a lot about foster care and adoption, the next steps after, which was very important.
Now, for those just joining us who don't know what you're talking about, because we talked about this last week a little bit as you were preparing to head up to Santa Fe. Talk about what exactly happened yesterday, why you were going up there.
Well, it's the 40th anniversary of Roe versus Wade.
Yeah.
And that's coming up very, very soon. And if anyone doesn't know what that is, it's where they legalized abortion.
Right.
Now, the state of New Mexico is a state-funded long-term, I mean, you can get an abortion up to 9 months. So women are flying in and driving in from all over the world, the United Kingdom, it's important that we know that. And then it's state funded. your taxpayer dollar pays about $15,000 to $16,000 per abortion.
Yeah.
That's my tax pay. That's our Medicaid. When they say we're running out of money and we're, you know, that's, mm-hmm. we do thousands every year. That's millions and millions and millions of dollars that could be spent elsewhere. Mm. And it's your money that's going and allowing these girls to kill their child up until the age of nine months, right before they're actually coming into the world. So, now with that being said, if anyone's ever gone through an abortion, another really cool thing is that we got to speak with a lot of women that, have already had abortions, or we talked to a grandma that drove her daughter, I mean, her mother who drove her daughter and regrets it to this day. And we have a forgiving and a grace-filled God that can just restore these women. And that's a large part of why we are there, too, is that there's healing afterwards. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Eric Lamb here and then Grant Burset has started up the 9-month ministry, and they're just doing a phenomenal job. And what a privilege it is to come alongside them and march. Eric Lamb spoke at the Roundhouse.
Cool.
And I
which is kind of ironical
pictures.
Because he's like a black belt, so he can do a roundhouse.
He can do a roundhouse. Yeah. Did you know?
Here you go. Go for it.
Did you know that, like, we wear Superman pajamas, right?
What?
But Chuck Norris, he wears Eric Lamb pajamas. Oh.
That's right.
Did you guys know that?
I did.
I did,
because
too.
He fought Chuck Norris in the 70s and won.
Kicked his butt.
This is a true story.
Eric Lamb, Pastor Eric Lamb, fought Chuck Norris in the 70s and won.
That's actually not a joke. That's real. That's true, yes.
It is true. And you know what's really funny? If anyone knows Eric, he's such a lamb. And I'm not even saying that.
Because he laughs.
He's so kind-hearted and just, like, gentle.
And he laughs. Hey!
You know what? I know. That's awesome. And all of a sudden, you know, if the Russians ever take over, we're not even calling the army. We're calling Eric Lamb because he is a bad
man. Yes.
I am bad. And that is good. That's Eric Lamb.
Yeah.
So we're blessed.
Yeah.
But, there's also some classes coming up that I want to let people know about.
Oh, cool.
They're doing and I just want to get it here really quick. My wife texted me, so it moved all my stuff down.
Classes for...
It's for the sanctity of life and how to defend it.
Oh, cool.
So it's a six series. Let me just make sure I get it. It's a six series class.
6-week series?
Yes. It starts February 4th. And you know what? I'm going to post it on my website, but it doesn't even tell me what time it starts. So I'm going to actually go get the flyer that I planned on bringing, and it was cold, and I left it in my car. But people planning to, that would like to get more information, I'm going to post it up on our Facebook. Just cool. give me a few hours to get that up and running for you.
All right.
You are also a part of a very cool ministry, the Aspen Project, and you get people involved with respite, foster care, and adoption.
There are so many kids right now in the system that need families to take them in and love them, let them know that they're valuable, they're precious.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just tell you how that works. Some of the kids may come in to you'll get a call about 3:00 in the morning. Why does it always happen at 3 a.m?
It just happens. It's when it happens.
You get a call and they say, hey, I have a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old. And they're being removed from the house due to drug possession. They kind of give you a little history.
Mm-hmm.
They're down at UNM getting their physicals. Can you meet us there? Can we drop them off at your house? And we say, we got 9 kids. We don't have any more room.
Right.
But they call somebody else. And so these kids are brought to you. They're generally dirty. Anyone that's in the foster care system, I tell them to have delouser on hand because you want to clean these kids and you don't want to
immediately.
You want to get the lice. Kill them, and so you clean them up and you hold them until morning because it's already 3:00, and by this time it's 5:00. And these kids can be in your house anywhere from 24-hour hold, 72-hour hold, or perhaps month, two, a year, and maybe forever. But these kids need our help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and you know, for people who can't take that giant of a step, there's respite care, and respite care is families such as myself that have these kids, and we go out of state or out of town, but they still need to have parental visits or something like that, or we just need a break.
Right.
Because a lot of times these kids come with some baggage. Yeah. And sometimes we just need a break. We need to renew our marriage. We need to renew the kids that have already been there, let them know that they're important because we've paid so much attention to the others. Mm-hmm. And these respite care providers come in and they watch our kids for 3 or 4 days and get a chance to imprint Christ on a child's heart. We're doing respite care today. We're picking up a little one that whose dads are going out of town. And what a privilege it is to be able to take this child and love on them and be a witness to the parents that we as Christians love them too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we need help. There are so many battlefields going on right now, and the Christian community has done a great job of stepping up. The thing is, we need to be fully engaged.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I know, if anyone knows, I know that we can't do it all the time, every day, except we need to do it every day, all the time.
Right.
We do. Yeah. Everywhere that you're at, you know, you tell people about it and push it on. And if you can't do that, then we have some mentorship programs that you can go in once a week or once every other week and mentor a youth. And it's all about imprinting Christ on their heart. And, you know, Aspen Project is called Aspen Project Bringing Kids Home. And it's not about bringing them home. It's not about bringing them into the nails and the wood and the cement that we live in. It's about bringing them to an eternal kingdom where they get to hear the gospel in that home.
Yeah.
And then introduce them to our Heavenly Father. And then we all become brothers and sisters in Christ.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Right on, man. All the details, aspenproject.org. You can also find more details at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We'll link that.
Yes, we will.
Okay.
And last.
Last, we got to take care of traffic
hold
real
on,
quick.
Hold
it's
on.
8:15.
Oh, gosh. We got to have it your way. There is a stalled semi vehicle on Alameda East. East? No, that's not possible, is it? East, somewhere by I-25.
Wow.
Median work, Eubank North, North between Montgomery and Academy. I'm going to find this out. Look, it's not working. There it goes. There. East at I-25. Okay. I was right. Alameda. Yeah.
Alameda runs east to west.
I couldn't remember.
Okay.
I'm a girl. Directionally challenged.
Stay off Alameda.
Just don't go to Alameda. It's blocking. There's a semi blocking it. There's road construction in the right lane. It's closed Broadway south at Gibson, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. You were saying?
Okay. So, you have Clay. You have a lot of kids.
I do?
And you do. You have a few, I'd say. But you have many girls.
I have many, many girls.
And I want to know if what I'm about to say is true. I have a list of scientific reasons to have daughters.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Please, let's talk about this some.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
Okay.
They make their dads more generous.
Yes.
Have you found yourself more generous since having girls?
I don't think I have a choice. Yeah, and you got to be loving and kind, and you want them to be taken care of. And of course, you can have that 20 instead of the 5 for lunch.
Yeah.
They make parents more likely to favor gender equality. That's what I'm reading from this paper.
You know what? That's probably true.
Okay.
I think my girls can do anything they want, but here's the thing, as Christian family, my wife is far from a submissive woman, but she is submissive to God.
Right.
Thus, she is submissive to me, and, I remind her of that never because she would beat me up.
Speaking of your wife, they might improve mom's health. Do you feel like she's healthier because of her girls? Cause she gets to have girls' night out.
Okay.
So, yes, that's true.
She found this on the interwebs and was really excited.
Okay, this one you don't know yet, but it's what the scientific reasons to have girls says.
Okay.
They're more likely to support their aging parents financially.
No, that's very, very true.
Really?
You know, boys,
so I'm totally
boys
hosed.
Leave.
Great.
They still love their mama. They'll call their mama, and they never call. My girls love me. I mean, you can ask my wife. I can't even watch TV. I'm smothered in girls.
Aww. So what you're saying is my boys need to marry your girls.
We'll help support you.
Yes. Actually, you have one at the appropriate age.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
No, don't start setting up. That's weird.
Oh, that's
I have
so,
friends who
so
do that,
cute.
And they set that up, and
that'd
it's creepy.
So
I'm like, dude, 9. Leave him alone. He's 9.
Yeah, and we like the mother of his children. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. having two is apparently the recipe for happiness. I guess researchers say that they found parents of two girls were the happiest because the daughters are unlikely to fight and will play nicely and are generally a pleasure to be around.
You know what? I just want to say this out for all the gun control and everything that's going on. Having girls allows you the opportunity to buy some really nice toys, and you can justify it to America.
Amazing.
And they grow up into friends, and then they also make dads live longer.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's because otherwise I'm just probably going
to... I don't understand that, because if I had a teenage girl, I know my stress levels would go through the roof. How would they help you? I'd be worried of, like, heart attacks.
Fathers live an average of a little over a year longer for each daughter they have, according to a 2006 study.
I'm going
to
be 101.
Sons have no effect. Oh, unfortunately, sweet. Both daughters and sons tend to reduce the mother's longevity on average.
Great.
Children
great.
Are a blessing no matter what.
Yes.
Amen.
And I know this for a fact. All the gray hair that I have, you know, I'm in great shape for a guy who's 90. they are a blessing. All the trouble that we go through, even the boy trouble, you know. Mm-hmm. I've raised, my wife has really raised them, some awesome girls that love the Lord.
Yeah.
And what a blessing. Yeah. So,
right on.
Same thing with my boys, though.
Oh, yeah.
And I can blame them for all the stuff missing in the fridge. And
oh, wow.
It's true. But those boys are so, they're so kind and polite.
I do.
Your boys. The ones, yeah.
Just because it. We believe in.
There you go.
Your boys, okay. too. Yes.
Capital
I'm done.
Punishment.
That's it. That's the end of my list.
AspenProject.org if you would like to find more information on the Aspen Project and everything going on. And, of course, you'll have that information for the classes coming up soon. So we'll post that later.
Mm-hmm. I'll get that right away and
All
get
right.
it over to you. So thank you, guys.
Of course.
Thanks,
what a great platform. Hey, send me if you guys hear me on the radio and it has impact your life, put it up on Facebook. Go to the Aspen page and just let us know that the radio show is doing what it should. So thanks.
All right. Right now we got some Future Forestry for you. Song's called Set Your Sails. Steve and Mitch.
Day in the morning.
Static. The Lighthouse and the Whaler. This is an adventure.
That it is. This morning is an adventure.
Oh, dude. I've been on an adventure of my mind the last 24 hours.
Have you?
Yeah. I know you don't follow sports at all.
I don't.
But you do know that I love, love, love sports! Are you ready for a sports story that you'll actually care about?
Sports! Yes.
Because it's sweeping the nation. It's trending. It is a hot topic.
Sweeping the nation.
It is sweeping the nation.
Okay.
It is one of the craziest stories you will ever hear your entire life. And okay. I almost didn't want to talk about it today because I'm a Notre Dame fan. I grew up a Notre Dame fan.
Are you?
As a kid. Are you being funny? Are you being funny? Are you being a jerk?
I just thought someone else was in Notre Dame.
So as a kid, well, that was all that was on TV because they always got like national attention because it's Notre Dame. So I always watched them.
Okay, that makes sense. So it's like that's why everyone is like a Cowboys fan here.
Kind of.
Okay, because it's the only one that's really played.
That makes sense. Yeah, okay. Something like that. That's pretty much it. Because I went to UNM. I'm a Lobo. Yay, Lobos! Always Lobos. But when it comes to college football, for some reason, I've just always watched Notre Dame because it was always on. So Manti Te'o, he was a Heisman finalist.
Say that name again.
Manti Te'o.
Manti Te'o.
Manti Te'o.
Te'o. Okay.
Last name T-E-O.
Apostrophe.
Yes. That thing. Heisman finalist, number 5 mm-hmm. on defense anyways, because Everett also was number. Okay, anyways. None of that matters. What does matter is, dude had this crazy story. Amazing player, passionate. This year, having a phenomenal season. Finalist, as I said, for the Heisman Trophy, which is like the number one college football player, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, top 5. Grandma passes away.
Oh.
Sad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Family.
No.
Well, on the day that Notre Dame played Michigan, his girlfriend passed away. Yeah.
No.
Leukemia. Dude played the game of his career that day.
Oh.
Like, best game ever, right?
Okay.
Story sweeps the nation, and it was, like, touching and heartwarming, and this dude lost his girlfriend, and it was really sad, and crazy, right? Mm-hmm. And game of his career, and it kind of was one of the highlights of the season for Manti Te'o.
Watching someone play under pressure, there you go.
Right? Dude, amazing game, an amazing story, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Right?
Oh,
up
no.
until yesterday.
Please don't tell me what you're going to tell me.
Deadspin.com reported.
Do not tell me what you're going to tell me.
Girlfriend never existed. Girlfriend never existed.
I am so angry
right
now.
This was a cover story on Sports Illustrated. ESPN covered it. Everybody was all over it. He was interviewed about his girlfriend. And all of a sudden, Deadspin apparently started doing research into this, like, this chick's name, because it was like, oh, she had leukemia and she died.
That's like a big deal.
And it was sad.
If she has leukemia, she's in the hospital being treated. And
Manti was like, dude, like, when they talked to him about the game, and he's like, he asked Coach before the game, what time is it? And it was like 9:01. That means it's, you know, 12:01 this time, which means that he missed his girlfriend's funeral because of the game, and, you know, the casket's closing, and, like, all this really deep, like, heavy craziness, right? So he was like...
Whoop. So he's a great storyteller.
Alleged, because then... yesterday he released a statement saying, well, the truth is she was my quote unquote, she was my girlfriend, but we never met face to face. I met her online. We sparked up a relationship online. We talked on the phone. We talked online. And
wait, but you said this, that these people are researching her name and that she doesn't exist.
Never existed. They researched the school that she allegedly went to. I believe it was Stanford. And no girl, no recollection, no records of any girl, with that name ever going to the school. And so, I mean, all this, the story is crazy weird. Like, this is beyond crazy. This is to me, one of the most bizarre stories I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Cause me and Chrissy last night were watching, and she's like on Twitter reading other people's, tweets about it, like, through ESPN, and I'm online, like, trying to gather information because it just doesn't add up. Because apparently this dude had a girlfriend, and she died, and he has the game of his career, and it's a cover story on Sports Illustrated, and it was a big thing, and dude was like, hey, Te'o, he's going to get drafted in the NFL, and he's just such a sweet guy, and his girlfriend and his grandma died, and everything's sad and crazy. And then... Deadspin yesterday comes out, boom, this girl never existed.
Dude.
We've checked. Other than some random Twitter accounts and or Facebook pages.
That doesn't count.
Exactly. There's no record of her existence. There's no record of anything. And so then they confront this player, Manti Te'o, and he's like, what? But it was real, and I had this relationship.
And then he changes his story.
And they interviewed him, Well, he hasn't. He just, you know,
so he never talked in depth about time that he spent with her?
Nope. Like, talking to coaches, talking to everybody, but all the players and everybody are like, yeah, he had this girl, and they long-distance relationship, and, no, yeah, I mean, he talked about her regularly all season, and then she died, and it was crazy.
Okay, what sucks about this now is that even if it is true, his story has been tainted.
Right.
So it's like, it's not cute anymore.
Yeah, because now he is saying that this college
his
football
grandma
player,
really die?
Yes, his grandma really
died. Are you
died.
Sure? Did whatever that dead spin, whatever, check that too? I don't know what to believe anymore.
Man. Static.
Hey, so... Hey. Guys, with that tail guy, so what you're trying to say, I guess, this morning is that we'll be seeing him run for office pretty soon. He has a good platform now.
Oh, hey. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, man. So, yeah, here's the crazy thing is, like, Notre Dame officials say that he wasn't aware that his girlfriend didn't exist until December, which is...
Okay. Wait, when did she die?
She died during the season.
That doesn't tell me anything. I don't know anything about sports.
Sorry, during the fall. In the fall. I'm trying to remember what week it was that they played Michigan.
Okay.
Sorry, Michigan State. I don't remember what week it was. Anyways.
Okay, that's more infuriating. It's like when you find out that someone made up a story so they can get a brand new house.
Well, it was the same week that his grandmother died, and that's true. They've researched it. That much is true. His grandmother really did die. And then hours later, he lost his girlfriend.
What makes me mad is that people shed tears.
Oh, dude, newspapers, ESPN, everybody was all over it. After the game, he stood in one of the end zones and pointed to the heavens, and this is what he said, quote, "I lost two, you know, two women that I truly love," he said after the game. "I have my family around me. I have football family around me. I had my girlfriend's football family around me. At the end of the day, families are forever."
You did not, because you never met her.
"I'm going to see them again, and it's going to be a very happy day when I do." Okay? So that was a quote from him live in the end zone at the end of the game. So he is saying, hey, girlfriend and grandma both died. Both dead, both gone. I'm going to see them again, right? Mm-hmm. Like grandma and girlfriend. Two people in my life. So he said as much as there are two people in my life that I've lost. But then, oh, man. Yeah.
There's
like a story about when he did meet her face to face. Like in an article, yeah. But
it's not.
There were quotes from his dad who claimed that she visited Hawaii.
So this is like a family ordeal.
I don't know, dude. There were talks of the colorful flowers sent to her funeral, which never happened because she doesn't exist. So throughout the fall, the media was all over it. It was this huge story.
Because usually you can find out where she's from, what city she lives in, look at the obituaries. And that's always in the newspaper.
Yeah, so at the time, it was like, this is a real relationship, not one that was limited to, like, online and phone calls. But then now, he's like, well, I didn't want to divulge this, you know, story, and so I don't want to confuse things. Hey, here's the truth. We were in an all... Apparently, I'm the subject of a hoax because... this is what he said. Quote, this is incredibly embarrassing to talk about, but over an extended period of time, I developed an emotional relationship with a woman I met online. We maintained what I thought to be an authentic relationship by communicating frequently online and on the phone, and I grew to care deeply about her.
Okay, so she doesn't exist. Okay, I can't believe this.
So Notre Dame now is saying, no, our player is the victim of a scam. Quote, Manti Te'o is the victim of this scam.
No.
Everybody's talked to him. Everybody's like, no, dude, he all season he talked about her and it was real. And then I remember after the game.
We, the rest of the world, are a victim to a scam because we shed tears over this guy. But let me tell you something. FaceTime exists and there is nobody in this world that's like, oh, let's just type to each other. No, do you have Skype? Okay, let's Skype. That's what's going to happen. Skype, there's webcams are everywhere.
Who does that, though?
FaceTimes.
I've had the iPhone for I don't know how long. How long has FaceTime been around?
Are you in a long-distance relationship?
No.
Right. People are in a long-distance relationship.
I've FaceTimed like 3 times my entire life.
Okay, I'm just saying they would FaceTime.
Okay.
We're a victim of a scam. We're the victims here in this story.
Deadspin, who broke the story, they claim that Te'o is a participant. They believe he's part of the scam.
I can't say what I want to right now.
What? Okay. They believe he's part of the scam. They believe this was to build his reputation, to build him up, to prepare for the NFL draft. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, inspirational, heartwarming story, captivating the nation.
The grandmother story was enough. If that was the truth, that was enough.
See, well...
You got me a grandma.
But Manti Te'o is saying... Hey, man, I'm the victim here. Somebody obviously
a victim of stupidity.
Cruel, cruel hoax and... Yeah.
If he really is a victim, then he's dumb. Like, how have you not heard that online relationships probably... There's probably like a 45-year-old man on the other side. Yeah. You can't trust that. Ever.
Yeah. So it's the weirdest story ever. Just... That's it. I don't know. I don't even know where to go with it because, to be honest, it's like, I don't know. I don't even know because stuff is still coming out. They're interviewing people, of course. And
if this is true, if he's telling us the truth that he's a victim of a scam, I want the dude that convinced Manti, whatever his face is. What is his name? Manti?
Manti Te'o.
Manti Te'o. I want him to be like, to rise above and be like, it was me. I did this.
I pretended to be a chick on the phone. Yeah, see, that's a weird thing, because he's still claiming, like, yeah, I had phone calls. I had phone conversations.
They can track that stuff
down.
Her
number.
I've seen movies.
He says at one point in December, he got a phone call from the number that he thought belonged to her and you know, had this, yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Yeah.
But if it is true, the person that did this needs to come out with it.
Yeah.
Because they convinced a very famous football player that they were... that person was a woman that he was emotionally involved with, apparently. I call something else, but...
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't know.
Such a liar. I don't believe it for a second.
It's a crazy story.
I believed it for a second, actually.
This is seriously like the day and age we live in where this football player, I'm not going to say that he made her up. I refuse to.
He
has nothing to do with being a Notre Dame fan. It's just the oddest story in the world, and I don't understand why you would need to do that, especially when his dad and his family and like football players around him, and everybody's like quote unquote involved in believing that this girl existed, when all of a sudden it's like, hey, by the way, this chick never existed. There's no record of her existence, and she's completely made up. And he's like, well, wait, no, we've talked online.
It just brings up all those other times where I'm like, I'm watching Extreme Home Makeover. I'm like, oh, she's allergic to the sun. Oh, and then like 3 weeks later, we find out that the girl who was allergic to the sun and got this completely new house made for her to fit her needs wasn't really allergic to the sun. They just did that
so they could get a new house.
Beams just sent this to me.
Oh man. So you've heard Tebowing. Apparently there's already Teoing.
Yes. Right. That is amazing.
That is brilliant.
Twitter. Check out my Twitter.
Yeah. You should retweet that. I like that.
I will.
I'm going to as well. There you go. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back. Making sense of the fake girlfriend. Or moving on. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Under oath. Unsound. Static Radio. Good morning.
Hey. It's 9:05.
Those guys on their tour right now. Saying goodbye to the world.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Under Oath. You'll be missed.
Shall be missed.
You shall be missed.
But I don't know.
You know who shan't be missed? All of the other bands that tried to rip them off.
Right?
When a band calls it quits after a certain amount of time because it's like, you know what? We're moving on to different things. We want to do bigger and better things. Does that mean that all of the bands that have ripped them off have to quit too?
It should, but we haven't established.
Can we enforce that?
Rule.
We need to enforce that.
You know what? Maybe, okay, we'll establish the rule. It takes a while to start enforcing them.
All right.
So we have now established this rule. How long do you think it'll take to enforce the rule?
Ah. You remember back in the day when communication mattered and meant something where you could write a letter to somebody and you knew that they were going to receive that letter?
Yeah. Back in the day.
Well, Facebook is trying to make that a reality again.
Oh.
They're testing an option where you can email someone from within the social media site and be guaranteed it lands in their inbox. Huh?
That sounds like it's not going to work.
Well, currently, if you're not friends with someone, I don't have Facebook, but if you're not friends with somebody and you send a message, you can actually.
Oh.
Now, it goes into other. There's an other folder.
Oh, okay.
It goes there, and, you know, I'm sure
there are folders,
it's like junk mail almost, and, yeah, you probably don't see it. So, Facebook is deciding, how can we make some more money?
Okay.
They're offering a $1 non-friend email.
Okay.
So, for the cost of a dollar.
Some people will do that.
You can send a message.
But it's going to, you know, it's only going to be teenagers, like, ugh, they unfriended me? Oh, my gosh. That's it.
That's funny that that's what you thought of. I assumed you were going to go to Biebs. Because that means you could message Bieber and it'd be guaranteed to get it.
No, okay, you know what? I look at his concerts.
Uh-huh.
And I know how much front row costs.
Right.
A couple thousand.
Which is exactly why Facebook is going to, yeah. Right so, now, some users are seeing an option to send Zuckerberg, good old Zuck, CEO, Facebook. You can actually send him an email right now. It's going to cost $100.
No, thanks. See?
Same. For $100, would you email Biebs?
No. You want to know why?
Because every other 14-year-old girl that hasn't grown up yet.
Who are these parents? Who are these parents that are buying their kids front row seats to go see him live? Because it's thousands of dollars to see him live. And chances are, most likely, you don't live in the same city as he's performing in. You're traveling.
Parents that care about their kids.
Thousands of dollars.
Parents that want to see their kids do well and succeed.
Okay, so what's all these parents are also going to be spending hundreds of dollars to send him a message on Facebook.
Yeah.
That he's probably going to read and not super care about, but he'll say something back to be nice.
You know what I had thought about, which is just kind of crazy, is he wouldn't see a penny from that. I think that was like
weird.
A helicopter. Or something.
I was like, I think we're about to explode. so.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a ghetto bird. I see it.
Oh, I gosh. 5-0! Just kidding.
You're not allowed to yell 5-0.
Why?
Because that was so random. So anyways. They're not even going to get a penny from that. Like,
no.
You know, if it costs $5 to email the morning show.
How can they?
We could. They're making messages. Money off other people.
Do we never get messages? I guess you're right. We don't really get messages. Oh, we have a few.
You can send us a message. You can send a message directly to us, and I will guarantee you will always get it. We will always get it.
Yeah.
Studio@mystaticradio.com is our email address. And Mitch, you sit there in front of a computer for hours just staring at the screen. So
I'm looking up Justin right now.
It is guaranteed if you send us an email to studio@mystaticradio.com.
We're going to get it.
We're going to get it.
Oh, wait. Message.
We'll read it. Do not try and message Bieber from the Static Radio Facebook.
Why?
Mitch.
Why?
You've already destroyed my Spotify because if you start listening, there's like trending things and it's like, hey, you listen to this. You may also enjoy. And I had this great list that I was building. And then...
Hey, Justin.
Oh, my gosh.
I love you. Forever. Mitch from Static.
You don't have to say from Static Radio because you're sending him something from. Are you serious? You really think he's going to get that?
Hold on. Mitch, morning show co-host. 505-338.
Don't give him that line. Give him like the main line to the office so that, you know,
344-9146.
Yeah, it's the line that we give to like artists
extension
so that they can.
Extension 1225.
Oh, man.
Please call me about an interview.
Oh, my gosh.
This would make my life. My birthday is February 8th.
Really is.
Also, I'm writing this while I'm on air.
Wow.
Please don't judge.
Dude. Please press send. Please press send. Please press send. Please press send.
Send.
You really just sent Justin Bieber? Good job.
And I can guarantee that was free. That was free.
So Facebook testing out a new system where you can send a message to anybody. Oh my gosh. I can't believe you just really sent him a message. You realize how stupid you sound? You sound like a 12-year-old little girl. Crap. I love you forever.
I'm a girl.
Do not
Mitch
send that to him.
Is a girl name for me.
Oh, right. He doesn't know that you're a girl. You just said, Mitch, I love you forever. You just sent Justin Bieber a message from Mitch and said, I love you forever. Will you please? Oh, don't send him a second one. You're that creepy person. I'm a girl. Mitch is a girl name for me. Wow. Wow. All right. Well, so apparently you don't need to spend $100 to send anybody a message because you just actually sent a message to Biebs.
For free. Sorry if this charges the station.
Let me be completely honest. He has 55 million fans.
I'd like to point out that his motto is never say never. And that you just have to believe.
Wow.
I'm going to be his one less lonely girl.
I have to take a break because I don't even want to sit next to you right now. I can't believe you just did that. You just lost all morning show cred because you sound like a 12-year-old little girl. So the question was going to be like, hey, who would you message? If you could message anybody, if you could send an email to anybody, who would it be? What would you say?
And how much are you willing to pay for it?
Right, because right now, you can send a message to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, but it's $100. But it's guaranteed it will go into his inbox.
So we're not sure that's going to end up in just his
inbox. It's not going to because you're not friends. And so it's going to go into his other mailbox,
but
which
we're
probably
like a page
has
with a light.
A gajillion fans. Who send him messages all the time that say the exact same thing. Hey, Justin, I love you forever. I can't believe you did that.
So the question is, if you could, who would you send him
message
to?
Facebook right now is testing a new option that would allow you to send a non-friend a direct message. But it's going to cost you. So who would you message? If you could direct message anybody, facebook.com/mystaticradio. And guess what? You can always direct message us for free.
It's true.
Studio@mystaticradio.com is our email address. We do read them. We do respond to them as well.
It's true.
Sometimes it takes a little longer, especially if it's like, hey, you suck. Then I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay,
I'm going to have to go pray.
And then I come back and I'm like, thank you for your comments.
God bless you. Yeah. Send.
However, I tend to disagree with you, but that's okay. God bless you. And then I send it, and then I yell at the thing as I'm sending it what I really wanted to say. But we always respond.
It's true.
We really do. Studio@mystaticradio.com if you'd like to send us a message. It is 9:15 now, which means our last look at traffic this morning.
There is stuff going down.
What?
Like road construction. The right lane is closed. Broadway South at Gibson. There is more median work. And, Black Ice, Eubank at Spain. Black Ice. They have not salted Eubank at Spain. Median work, Eubank between Montgomery and Academy. And an accident, Chelwood Park at Indian School Road. And that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Got some Anchor and Braille for you now. Song's called Find Me. And you can find us at facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steve Owen Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Hawk Boy.
Static Radio.
I thought you were going to say buffalo.
That was buffalo.
You do that every time, so I was waiting for it. I was waiting to let you do that.
I'm sorry. I failed you, as usual.
9:30 now. Happy Thursday, everyone, and happy birthday to the television.
Happy birthday, television.
Guess how old the television is. Come on, you can do this. No. Oh, I thought you were...
100 years old. 90 years old. 80 years old.
You're actually getting pretty close.
Because it's like 1930s, right?
1928.
Oh.
85 years ago this week, 3 experimental television sets were installed in private homes in New York. Obviously, there wasn't that much to see.
Right.
The test broadcast
by
GE and RCA was of a woman smoking.
And
a man playing a ukulele.
Ooh, that's kind of cool.
Guess how big the first home receiver screen sizes were. Because nowadays, you know, it's like 48 inch.
Okay, so I saw a movie that was based in the 60s, and they were like this, 12 inches.
1928.
12 inches.
Well, I kind of feel like this would be a really, really good trivia for a giveaway for, you know, a listener, so they could win like a CD or something.
Today is also Gangster Al Capone's birthday.
Come on. The first home receivers had screens that were this big.
My guess was 12.
12 inches?
Like, the receiver? Wait.
Yeah. How big was the TV screen? How big was it?
I already said my guess.
Static.
I can guess numbers.
So I'll guess it's either 8 or 9 inches.
8 or 9? No, that's a good guess, though. 505-338-3700, if you can tell me.
Okay.
The size of the first... 85 years ago, this week, television!
Am I going to be surprised?
Yes!
Okay.
Yes, you are.
Is it even, like, worth watching TV? No, I guess it's not. There's only, like...
It was 1928. There were test broadcasts of a woman smoking and a man playing a ukulele. What do you think? Static!
6 inches.
6 inches? Nope.
No?
That's a good guess, though. 505-338-3700, the phone number, if you can correctly guess.
I'm not going to guess anymore. I had my guess because I could just say numbers.
You really could. You really could.
It was 50 inches.
No. A 50-inch TV, really?
Well.
85 years ago this week in 1928 in New York. First televisions. That's crazy.
I know.
Static.
5.
5. No. That seems tiny, though, right? Like a 5-inch screen?
So you're telling me it's tinier. Tinier.
Thanks for the call.
Tinier. That's not a word.
Tinier?
Smaller? Smaller.
Littler?
Littler.
Is littler a word? Littler.
Sure. So.
This is crazy to me.
That's not even, like, literally.
Static.
Somewhere around like 30 inches.
30 inches. No. It's a good guess, though.
They're all good guesses, apparently.
If you can correctly tell me. Yeah, of course. I'm going to say that every time.
Is it a number that's like...
These are the first home receivers. The first home televisions.
7 inches, but not like 7.5?
No, I'm not going to tell you. I will say there's a 0.5.
Oh, really?
There you go. 0.5. Okay. But if you're within, I'll give it to you. But 85 years ago this week, in 1928, three experimental television sets were installed in private homes in New York, and General Electric and RCA sent out, you know, testing broadcasts, including a woman smoking and a man playing the ukulele. If you can tell me how big the receivers were, the screen sizes of the very first televisions. Hook you up with something. Static!
Dude, old TVs were big. They got small when technology was introduced, like when they got better at it.
Really?
Right? So it cannot be a little TV. It's got to be something like... dude, okay, I'm going to throw this out there.
Okay.
46-inch
No TV. Way!
Wrong. Really? Way out. 27 inches!
Wrong.
You only get one guess,
wrong.
Shane.
Still wrong. So wrong. But that's
really?
That's good logic. That's good thought. Because you're right.
That's
when I was a kid,
too.
It was like this huge
right?
box.
Right? Okay,
and it took seven people to move it.
Exactly. Yeah, not only that, and then you had to hit it to make it actually work.
Yeah, but that was like
when it was
cold. That was 70s. That was 80s. That
I had
was
a 70s
when I was
TV
80s.
Growing up.
Okay.
I had a 70s, 80s
Dude,
TV.
Dude, my Nana and Tata Super Zenith took up a corner of the living room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear you. But
it was a quarter size of the sofa, which was huge.
Dude. This is good. I'm not going to tell you whether or not you're getting warmer or just throwing everyone off. So thank you, Shane.
You bet.
Love
you. You guys take care.
All right, you
Bye.
Too.
Literally, the TV that I had growing up was from the 70s, 80s time, and the house had to be warm before it would work.
Oh, yeah. We'd watch WWF at the time, now
yes.
WWE. We'd watch wrestling on it, and we could literally climb on top of it and, like, do flying elbows off of it
yeah.
because they were so heavy
yeah.
and made of, like, oak.
Yeah, mine was made out of, it was wood.
1928, experimental television came out. How big was the screen size? Hello?
3.5 inches.
3.5 inches. Imagine how tiny 3.5 inches is. That's crazy, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Not the size.
No freaking
way. It's a good guess, though.
You are telling
good
me.
Guess.
You are telling me. If I am catching on to what you're saying right
now,
oh my gosh, that's not even worth it. Like, can you even tell? Like, I'm sure that's a guy playing ukulele like they say it is, but I can't tell because the screen is so small.
I don't know. I'm not giving you any hints. I'm not giving you any guesses. So 505-338-3700, the phone number. 1928. Three experimental televisions. Went out to private homes the first time ever. So, how big was the TV screen? Static.
Hey, I think it was about 25 inches.
25. See, it sways. People are saying like 5 inches, 3 inches, or big 25, 30 inches. No, sorry, Sonny.
Not right.
Not 25 inches. Not 25 inches. I will say, the caller before.
What's closer?
Closer.
Okay.
A little closer.
You're giving hints. That's not fair.
That's the final thing I'm going to say.
Okay.
Little closer.
Man, how big was the first TV screen, I guess?
Ooh.
Ever. Paul has probably guessed it.
Shane just texted me. I'm not going to tell him if he's right or not.
Okay.
Static!
I think I know how big the TV was.
Okay.
Was it an inch?
I did say if it was within half
you
an
did.
Inch, I would totally...
Give it to him.
All right.
Oh. You win. It was 1.5.
The first home receivers had screens that were 1.5 inches. That's like a watch.
That's this.
That's like a face of a watch
that's
now.
That's this.
It's ridiculous,
that's
right?
That's not worth it.
Yeah.
1920. Did I mention it was 1928? Come on.
Okay, so
it's like the Dick Tracy
breakthrough.
Watch. Come on. You could like... Anyways. All right.
Stay on
Hang
the
on line.
Line,
all right?
Okay.
All right. Happy birthday, television!
Ah, you have come so far.
85 years ago this week, in 1928, three television sets were installed in private homes in New York. They had tests broadcast by GE and RCA, and it was a woman smoking, followed by a man playing a ukulele on a 1.5-inch home receiver.
Man.
1.5-inch screen!
Did they have that recorded, or was that guy just constantly playing ukulele?
I know, right? It's like, am I done? Can I stop?
can she smoke a little bit more? Because she's doing this even when I'm not, when I'm playing. So.
So, congratulations and happy birthday, television. I'm glad you weigh 3 tons less than you used to. Because I can actually move you around now.
The tubes.
Oh, dude, it's crazy. So, all right. We do that every day. Random trivia. At random times.
Starting yesterday.
And I love it! It's Thursday. We just started this on Monday.
Whatevs.
Man!
Whatevs.
Got some Unifier for you now. Lock the light in. Steve and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Sputnik. 99 Bananas. Static Radio. Good morning.
What does that mean?
What?
99 Bananas.
I don't. Means there's a lot of fruit.
That's what that means.
I have no idea. I'm not in the band. We could call our dear friend in the band and ask him what it means.
We could.
Just before 10 o'clock, and that's it for us.
Yeah, oh, man, that was a fast show.
We out, and tomorrow, finally Friday, coming up with Sam Swan joining us. It's going to be good times.
Yes.
Lots of fun.
And it's Fun Joke Friday.
It's Fun Joke Friday. We got a bunch of Toby and Matt records to give away.
Matt and Toby?
Yeah.
Just Matt and Toby.
What did I say?
Toby and Matt.
Matt and Toby, whatever. Toby, Matt, Matt, Toby. Two dudes.
Let's call the whole thing off. Oh,
man. So be listening for your chance to score one of those tomorrow for our good old random trivia that we do every day. Congratulations today to Cody, who correctly got the television.
1.5.
Right? 1.5 inches. The first television back 85 years ago in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of crazy. Coming right back, we got the almost for you. We got some Bell history.
Histoire.
Yeah, that thing.
Belle Histoire. It means pretty history.
We got that for you. I'm American.
American.
I don't eat your mayonnaise or say Belle Histoire.
Yeah, but you eat French fries.
Oh, touche.
Yeah.
And I say touche. No.
Do you say RSVP? That's French.
RSVP?
Hey, RSVP ASAP. RSVP is French.
I don't say that. RSVP is French?
Respondez-vous,
beaucoup,
s'il vous plaît.
S'il vous plaît. Blah, blah.
Respondez-vous, s'il vous plaît.
Oh. That's what it means?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And what you were about to say is not appropriate.
What was I about to say?
Some Lady Marmalade.
What?
Were you about to say that line from Lady Marmalade?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh. It's that song in French that Christina Aguilera sings.
Why did you even... Okay, would you even think I was about to
you said,
quote Christina
Aguilera? And then I was like, that's the only phrase anyone knows in French.
I don't know
And nobody
any
knows
French.
What it means.
I said mayonnaise. That's as French as it gets.
That's not...
Sorry, bro.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.